Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Hello! Happy first Wednesday of the month!
Hello, hello!
Or is it?
I don't know.
And today's a fun day because it's April Fool's Day. Did you remember that, Iggy?
Yeah. I'm trying to be good this April Fool's. So far, so good.
I was teaching my daughter on the way to school what it meant. And, like, well, first of all, when she woke up, I was like, guess what? You don't have to go to school ever again. And she was so baffled. She was like, what? I don't understand. And then I got her.
That's good. I had phone calls today, and I thought they were April Fools, but they weren't April Fools. I wish they were April Fools.
Oh, man. They could be. They could be. Manifesting our realities. Jeez. Yeah, these are, how would you explain it? Like maybe a brave challenging? So it's definitely been, me and you have talked a little bit about the challenges, and the challenges are hard to even put into words for me. It's like, I think for me what I'm noticing or the message I keep getting is that we're stepping into like being able to manifest our own reality, and it's a bit chaotic because then things come up and we're like, ooh, how do I manifest that?
Yeah, I know what you mean, because when you're trying to manifest things, some things have to move out of the other manifestation, the other things that you've had in there. You know, it's kind of like add new parts to the new things, and sometimes you can't put the same part in the same spot because there's already a part there. Taking out those old pieces and putting a new one, you know, I mean, and that's part of manifestation, you know. Part of manifesting is creating new things, and sometimes old things can't be where new things are going to be. New energies will reside there. So I've been really, that's been a big lesson for me.
So we're actually exactly on the same page. That's exactly, I mean, I keep repeatedly hearing that over and over from different, whether it be, you know, a show I'm watching, or if I'm talking to someone, or if I'm in meditation, reading, whatever. I keep coming across that exact same thing. And curiously enough, I think that it is related to, everything's related to the collective consciousness, and we're all doing it in our own ways. But I think it has something to do with the, you know, we had the solar eclipse, what was it, last week? And then we're having the big lunar one on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And, I did do a channel reading. One of my guides wanted to read. I can read that later. But I was like, it talks a lot about that, like through, you know, the channeling. It was like, look, the sun, and that solar eclipse was like burning away the old. And you know, the moon is like our subconscious, our deepest, most primal selves are like, hey, you're freaking powerful. We don't even know how powerful we are. If we knew how powerful we are, we'd manifest some pretty cool. So we will.
Yeah.
We will transcend into that for sure. It's just not as squeaky clean as it seems like it would be. Like, oh, let's get rid of the old so we can step into the new. It's kind of messy.
Well, other people manifest too. That's the other side of it. You know, they're manifesting their own realities, and sometimes those realities don't jive, you know, so they, you know, people go their separate ways or stop working on projects together. Like, you know, I've had to do this week, and that's normal. I've had to do it all month, actually, with people. I started it last year, you know, and it can be a very painful place, but there's going to be growth there. And that's one thing I do know for me personally, that there will be growth there. I will learn from that.
That's a very good point. I like that point because, you know, as much as I can stay, you know, the messages of staying positive and keeping my language clean and, you know, changing my thoughts and my subconscious patterns, like the people that are in my, you know, the people that are around us are if they're, for example, there's a girl at work who is not super, super happy with me. When the boss went on maternity leave, I messed up her schedule one time, and she was like, rah, you know, and projecting, like, I could feel the energy. I would walk in, and I'm like, I'm going to be positive, and I'm going to send her love. But it's like those dual emotions come together for sure. And it's like, okay, I'm manifesting something, but if we're all one, that means I have to negotiate with other people and other energies and other belief systems too, which are ultimately, sure, a lot of times, if I'm having a hard time with that person, it's like my deepest seated fears. There was, okay, like last month after I did the radio show, a friend of mine for 15 years, I was like, will you listen to it? And she's kind of like, I didn't like it. It was too choppy for me. And I was like, whoa, it was kind of abrasive, but it was also like, well, that's your reality. And I'm still trying to figure out, like, how to keep people around me that are in a positive space as well as an authentic place. Because I don't think that, you know, life is supposed to be woo-woo-y, all love and light. Obviously, we're in this duality place, but geez, can we at least try? Can we at least try to be positive and loving? Or at least real with each other. Like, I would have preferred her to come to me and say, you know, like, I practice with my daughter what critiquing is. And it's like, you know, this is what moved me. Like, it moved me when you talked about this, and I could relate to this and this. And this is the part I didn't really get. And so I think I'm going to meditate more on it. And because we've been friends for so long, just come to her with that. Like, this is what I would have appreciated. And mm-hmm. that's a request. It's not a demand. Whether she does that or not, it's fine. But, yeah, it's been tricky. It's been tricky with people. And, you know, that shifting of so many people around me, it's like it's uncomfortable. I don't even know. I don't even know how to explain it, but it is uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable because we're so used to having things a certain way, and we fall into patterns, which is normal. We all do that. But, you know, friends are like ice cream. They all come in different flavors and sizes and scoops, you know. And, you know, some like raspberry, some don't, you know. Some like vanilla, some like chocolate, you know. It's. And there's times where you like chocolate, and there's time when you like vanilla. There's time when you like, you know, different things about different aspects of people. Mm-hmm. But then there's times where you just have to, when the bowl's empty and there's nothing left to give to one another, you also have to say, well, I guess this is about as far as we can go, you know, on this journey, this time around. And I think that's what's been hard for me, to realize that, you know, my bowl's empty with, you know, a particular situation, person, or something. And but I always know there's more flavors out there to choose from. And to work with and eat and have fun with. So I think
I freaking love that analogy. Yeah, ice cream, good. That's some hazelnut. So then you can, like, put the bowl in the dishwasher, clean it up, and then get it ready for the next. You reminded me of the wisdom of my mother, who said, you know, people and your friends are like trees, actually. She said most people are the leaves. They're only there for a season. Mm-hmm. And some are like branches and, you know, a little pressure and they break off. But she, you know, she told me when I was younger, and I forgot about this, which is very helpful, that, you know, most people aren't forever. Yeah, they're there for a flavor and a lesson and a blessing and mm-hmm. experience. And then that's true. I like that. That helps soften it.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how the banana split thing works. But other than that, because there's a lot of stuff going on in the banana split, you know.
That's your, like, super fun friend. That's your friend that you're going to ride or die, have the most amazing experiences with.
That's true. I agree with
that.
There's, like, whipped cream cherries and bananas and all kinds of mixtures in there.
Oh, man, cool.
I just got hot and flushed. Sorry.
That's okay. Cool down. You're going to need ice cream after this. You're going to need some ice cream.
That awkward pause.
Nah, it's not awkward. I wanted to share something with you and with everyone else I'm super excited about. I have a friend that is a employee at a health and wellness, it's actually a traditional doctor's practice. And they have, last week I went in for a meeting, and the doctor's interested, so this is really cool news. I guess he's got a practice, it's Dr. Mark White, he's had it over on Agler Road, he's had it for a long time, it's an established practice, and what he's finding is that his clients are coming in, and they're, and we've talked about this, Iggy, in the past, they're you know, getting their diagnosis, and they're like, I don't want medication. What's the other solution? Like things that aren't necessarily, you know, modern medicine, they've got a pill for, but they're like, do I really need to take another pill? So he I met with his assistant, Mark Still, and we've been working on incorporating, you know, my shamanic, my earth medicine and my somatic practices and self-care practices and bringing it in there. So he's going to start referring me to clients as well as me coming in and doing some help unifying people that work there and showing them, you know, different relaxation practices, grounding practices, things that they can incorporate every day to work together more smoothly as a team and keep their health up. And it's a gift. It's a gift that,
awesome.
You know, I've been like, how can I bring more into the world? And I remember one time, a couple years ago, when I was at the doctor's and I was looking around at how disconnected and lonely and sick everyone was. And I'm like, man, I have this inspiration of bringing, you know, because a lot of people don't know that there's other things they can do for their health. But ultimately, deep down, people want to feel empowered with their health, mental, physical, all of that. And now it's showing. Now that, you know, Dr. White's saying, my clients are wanting some alternative medicine too. And what a cool dude mm-hmm. for being open to that. You know, he's a cool dude. For
That's
sure.
awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
You're making it happen.
Yep, and teamwork makes the dream work. Well, it's really about my own personal path has really been seeing it. So, like, that was the other theme I got in the last couple weeks was consistently about if you can visualize it, then it can happen. But if you can't, and this comes up in readings, too, with people, if you can't visualize something, then how can the universe manifest it? So I've been spending a lot of time in meditation, visualizing different experiences that I would like to happen. So that, I think that's opening up. I know that that's opening up doors and available to us all, really, especially now that we're going through this solar, we went through the solar initiation, and now we're going through the lunar one, which I'm intrigued about the lunar one. Have you gotten any messages about the eclipses, or are you connected to those at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I didn't really want to read into them like I usually do. Like, this time I just kind of let things flow. And, you know, and the things came full force pretty quick. You know, I knew there was going to be, because it's like Mark, you know, Mark, our friend Mark, who's Mark Martini. He does the astrology portions of his show on Friday. He talked about, you know, all these different things that were happening. This is an event that hasn't occurred in, I think, anywhere from 500 to 1,000 years, I believe, and probably won't ever happen for a long time. The next group of people that see this will be much further along. And so we're actually in a very magical point in history and in the universal history and how things are lining up magically. And for us to actually be here and to say we were part of that, you know, I think is just amazing in itself. So I find that very powerful. And, you know, I find that, so what I try to do is try just go, wow, this is cool. I get to be, I was part of the Mayan calendar. I was part of this and part of that, part of all the things that were supposed to be this amazing stuff. And I have seen the shifts and I've seen the changes. And you and I talked about this a couple of years ago after 2012 blew through here. And we were like, is that it? Remember?
Yeah. We were kind of, I think everyone was expecting like an instantaneous shift, and
maybe there was.
Perception. I think there was. I think there's time, you know, because we all perceive time as linear. I think it's yeah, it's just all perception. But it's definitely, I am not, we are not the same people we were.
Ooh,
then.
No way. Mm-mm. I'm like 2 inches taller.
I've expanded my beliefs. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I had a friend, I cut someone's hair. I hadn't cut his hair in a year at the salon the other day, and he said, I swear to God that you're reverse aging. You are now, you look younger than you did a year ago. And I'm like, well, let's get them self-care sessions going, because I got the manifestation magic. And that's really what's happening, is that we're stepping into our power of the beliefs, of the collective belief systems, that as we age, this will happen, or we lose value, or there is some really heavy, heavy, and as you were just belief systems, and as you were just, you know, we were texting a little bit before, there's this opposition that's coming in that is extremely linear. It's almost like, because we now, everyone has the potential to expand into this childlike, playful intelligence, and it is an intelligence. It's an intelligence of non-judgment. It's an intelligence of experiencing everything in the moment without relating it to the past or what could happen into the future. And it's so pure, and it's so magical, and the manifestation is so powerful in that moment, that the, you know, the polarity, the reverse, is also something that everyone can access if they want, which is the sheer fear of knowing how powerful that this is. Now that the veils are thinning and we know, oh, shit, I'm powerful. If I want that job, I can get it. If I want to make my own schedule, you know, if I only want to work 15 hours a week, if I want to be in a new paradigm, maybe polyamorous relationship, if I want to own 5 dogs in a tiny apartment, like it's little simple things that everyone goes, well, you should or shouldn't, oh, you can't or you can't. We actually can. And because that potential is there to know that we each get to live these very unique lives, the opposite, the systems, the fear, the structures that have been set up, the banking, the law, the government, it's getting really intense. It's so uncomfortable. It's like a cocoon that needs to break off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lucky because I'm not tapped into that very much.
The old systems are kind of, they're having their issues, the old systems, you know, they don't have that control like they used to, and they're doing some crazy stuff, man. So it's just like, you know, you and I talked about it a little bit. I won't get into it here because it's too long. But, you know, just the banking system is just doing some crazy things, and they're very out of alignment with people. And that's kind of what I want to leave it at that. But
that's the word, very out of alignment. It's not connecting. It's not serving. It's not I was looking at my passport because I got my passport out for the trip, and there's actually these amazing sayings at the top, you know, from some of our founding fathers that aren't actually our reality anymore, you know, like the freedom, the pursuit for happiness. Now it's like the pursuit for entertainment and
good point.
Aesthetics. Oh, we have a pursuit for aesthetics. It's not true happiness anymore. And the distractions aren't going to last very long. Like, people can be distracted by new apps and da-da-da. But, I mean, it's almost to the point now where when I turn on the TV and I watch movies that are being made now, or I watch a music video, it's like, how far can you go before it's just ridiculous and it's just abrasive? And people, you know, it leaves me personally with a hole in my soul type of feeling. Like, that was shallow, that had no depth, and that's so freaking abrasive. Where's the real? Where's the grit? Let's come back to the real.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I read a text someone sent, because they're listening to the show. They says, somewhere over the rainbow sherbet. That was kind of funny.
Okay. Promise me you are going to get ice cream today. Promise me.
Yeah, I think that's in the plans. I think that's about to happen. Like, I had a little bit last night, and I served myself way too much. I was like, oh. But I mean, I wanted something like very big today.
Yeah, I had a hazelnut gelato that about it was amazing. It was definitely, I was eating that out of self-nurturance, not self-hatred, no escapism. I would turn off everything. I was totally in the moment. Each taste I just cherished. I don't eat ice cream very often, but me and the doctor today were talking about moderation and everything, even moderation. I was like, you know, I've studied all these spiritual paths, and I'll continue to do it because I love it. I love getting bits and pieces. I mean, I came in with my own stuff, but I get inspired by everyone, you know, other modalities. And I just love the whole, you know, how Buddha went out and he studied different religions, just like Jesus did. You know, they go study everything, and then they come up with their own. Like, Jesus is like, oh, wait, I'm going to do visualizations and seek my own truth. What resonates with me? And then Buddha says, I've decided that moderation is the key for me. Like, I'm going to eat a little ice cream, I'm going to meditate a little bit, and I'm going to dance a little bit, party a little bit, like, boop. I was like, that resonates.
Do you think that you could be that extreme to the point where you just leave everything behind and just define yourself?
So it's interesting that you ask that, because I feel like my quest, I mean, I was born, you know, seeking. And so I spent my entire 20s trying to seek perfection. So I stopped all things that, not all, but the majority of things that were of this earth. I was like, nope, got to reject them. You know, you can't drink, you can't gossip. Like, I was on this quest for quote-unquote perfection, because what I had studied thus far, what I'd been studying, those were the messages, you know, that I was getting from different religions. And just really for my own shame and guilt, part of me thought, if I become perfect, then I'll be worth being here, then I'm okay being here. Mm-hmm. So it was about 28, 29 when I was on a high horse. I was like, I have been doing yoga every day, and oh, I eat the purest, most organic foods, and I'm so perfect. And then I found that I had no more freaking empathy for people, because I'm just judging them. And then I found that if I would slip, because obviously I'm human, and I would, you know, find myself gossiping, or I'd find myself eating a piece of meat or something, that then I would be, then I just shame and guilt myself. And so my guides came to me and taught me back then. They were like, I remember this clear as day. They said, honey, you are incarnated on earth right now, and I want to tell you something. You might want to enjoy your five senses while you have them, because you have all of eternity to live in, you know, ultimate source perfection. But while you're here, get it in. And so I did, you know, I was like, oh, I'm going to start listening what my body needs in the moment. And that is a practice. That being said, I do notice that, like, when I go on a spiritual retreat and the phones are gone and the TV's gone and only sacred talk is being spoken, or it's a silent retreat, that I am more at peace. And so simplicity does seem to have more of a soul peace for me. Mm-hmm. But I also know that if I'm not around a bunch of people, then what am I here? I'm here to help teach. So I'm not going to be able to teach people, you know, on a monastery somewhere. Not for what I came to do. So, but someday I hope to live on an intentional community, hippie style, and retire there and get to live in a more simplistic, you know.
Well,
we kind of
do that, though, in a sense. We do kind of hang around with people who are kind of aligned with us in those kind of aspects. And like you said, at some point, maybe we're all going to move together, chop wood together.
I'm positive.
You know, grow our own food and stuff. That's what I want to do back here at my house. I've been working on a big medicine wheel garden, you know.
Nice.
Teaching my older son, say, hey, you know, we're going to grow our food this year. We're going to grow things on this side of the house, this side of the house, herbs over here. You know, I have to be in training, prepared, you know, to do this if I'm going to do this. I don't want to be learning this stuff out in the wilderness if I don't have to.
I know. I'm right there with you. We're going to start our first garden this year, and I went over to my friend Amanda's house, and she's got a bee garden and a rain barrel, and, like, she's been chopping wood. She's been practicing for a while, and I'm like, then I get that guilt and shame. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm way behind. I need to get on it. And then I'm like, oh, wait, just incorporate one little thing each year, and I'm with you. I don't want to jump right into it and learn it all at once. I think that's a great way to look at it, actually. That's moderation and everything.
Yeah, just taking your advice.
Oh, you were doing it.
Let's take a really quick break, so we can catch our breaths and see if there was any callers online. So the call-in number, guys, is 646-595-3440, or you can post something on the chat. And Mark, if there's something you want to share, just call in. We're right back.
Awesome.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You're listening to the Gypsy Wagon Hour with Dawn of the New Era, Dawn Thompson.
Hello.
We are back. Yeah, did you see the picture I put of the Gypsy Wagon, the inside of the Gypsy Wagon on the events page?
Oh, yeah. You pretty much nailed that. You nailed that to a T. That is actually, I've always seen a Moroccan-themed old school gypsy meets modern. Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's happening.
Yep, I love that picture. It's just something I would just see in my mind about. Let's take a caller and let's see what they want to share with us. And I asked Mark maybe to come on and kind of maybe correct me a little bit on the eclipse and the lunar alignment thing. So I think this might be him. So
great.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Hi,
hey,
Mark.
How's it going? Hi, Dawn. How's it going?
Oh, it's wonderful. I can't wait to get the scientific, artistic, intuitive perspective, your perspective. I'm going to read my channeling on it later, but I want to see what you've come up with, because the more the better. I've heard letting go is a big theme, letting go, which we were talking about, letting go of certain people and institutions that no longer serve, and
let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like every day is like a brand new reality now. It's like I can't even like the old ways of doing things and stuff. It's like I can't even relate to them anymore. It's making getting things done like kind of tricky, because it's like it just feels like such like monumental shifts like every couple days or whatnot, and it's turbulent for a lot of people. But we just, you know, talking about the eclipse, the last time there's usually four eclipses every year, and so there's 360 degrees in the zodiac, so roughly every, you know, 70 to 100 years, there should be an eclipse at every degree of the zodiac. There has not been one. This last eclipse was at 29 degrees Pisces, which is the last sign of the zodiac, so it's kind of the culmination of everything. There hasn't been one since 1292.
That gives me chills. That gives me chills.
Right.
Oh.
So that's almost 800 years since there's been an eclipse at that degree. The next one at 29 degrees Pisces isn't until 2379. So that's almost a almost an 1,100-year period where there's only one eclipse at the last degree of the zodiac, and it fell on a new moon and on the equinox, and the same week as the last square of the Uranus-Pluto square cycle, which has been asking us to dump all of our old karma and all of our old baggage and energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was probably the most incredible planetary lineup we will see in our lifetime, because we also had a solar flare and an incredibly bizarre long solar storm and a Saturn station. That was all in 1 week. That's literally like a one in a trillion lineup we had there. And now we have two total eclipses. These aren't even partial eclipses. These are total solar eclipse on March 20th, and then this Saturday morning there's a total lunar eclipse. And so the period in between eclipses is really important. Could really kind of, eclipses push things in the direction they're going, and then it's like a huge exclamation point. And that first eclipse coming right at the last of the seven of the Uranus-Pluto squares. So it's just, I can't even put into words what a completely bizarre, once in a many lifetime occurrence we just went through. We'll never have anything like this again in 1 week in our lifetime.
Wow.
That's a huge initiation. I mean, I feel like that kind of alignment is like the ultimate initiation for us. And the potential is there for something extremely powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's just, I mean, all those things are showing just washing away of the old systems and old beliefs and old energies. And it's kind of, it's unsettling on some levels, because it's like, wow, there's all this stuff like dropping away, and like, you know, I don't feel myself a lot of days, but I know that it's cleaning out old stuff so that, you know, new good stuff can come in, and new ways of existing and doing things can happen. But it's a bumpy ride at times. But it's exhilarating too.
Yeah, it's like it's scary because the unknown is scary. But then what I was mentioning earlier is, you know, March was all about power, stepping into our power. That's what the sun was coming in to teach us how powerful we really are. And then the softness of the moon is like taking it back to ourselves and our truth, and coming back from like empathy for others to self-empathy. Like how am I feeling? How do I want to negotiate and work around all these situations? Because we can't really focus on, with it being so chaotic, with things falling away for everyone else. I found people that we were talking about earlier in the show that have been in my life for over a decade are now in chaos. They're now in fear, and they might not have the tools to deal with this. So it's not taking it personal and coming back to self, not in a selfish way, but in a way that can really show others. Because like you just said, Mark, it's disconcerting at times, because it's so rapid. It is very rapid. I loved what you said about, you know, every day right now is fresh and new. And I find myself personally doing this dance between the old fear and ego, going, are we going to be okay? What's going to be in the future? I don't know. Who's going to be there? They're not going to be there. Who's going to be there? And then there's this bigger, the powerful, the Reina part of me that was born that said, oh, it's going to be a grand adventure. It's going to be way better than what we've just experienced. It's going to be epic.
Right. We got all the, there's a lot of stuff happening still between now and April 18th. There's going to be a lot of intense energy still. But I think there's a new moon on April 18th, and I think that really, and that's in the late degrees of the sign of Aries, which Aries is new beginnings, new openings, starting new cycles and things like that. So there's this little upheaval period is going to continue for a couple more weeks.
Okay.
As we have another chance to kind of shed and work out some of the stuff we've been trying to get rid of. But then it's like, astrologically, it's very smooth sailing for a while after April 18th. We've got a couple months to kind of, I think, relax and, you know, have fun again and stuff. It seems like, it's been constant, like, fire. For me, it feels like it's been, like, constant firefighting and stuff the last month and a half with all this shifting and regenerating in different energies and stuff. But and I think it's, I've been seeing a lot of other people put up energy reports, and we're getting lots of downloads, which I think you kind of mentioned that something similar a minute ago. So yeah, we are really, you know, if you're out there and and you survived all this, you know, give yourself a pat on the back, because you crossed through a tremendous energy vortex and you signed on to be part of something really special, a time period that's really going to change all of history.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. You know, what's funny, the old paradigm used to be start something, you know, and now I think the new paradigm is finish something, you know.
Ooh.
We start all these things, and yet we don't finish things, you know, so.
Right. To back that up, yesterday, there's been a lot of Aries energy out there, which is a cardinal sign, which means it initiates. And sometimes we get into too much, just like over-initiating. But like yesterday, Mars, which is our energy and our instinctual behavior, that moved into Taurus, which is Dawn's zodiac sign.
And no wonder I'm all restful. Does that calm it down?
yes. So that's like slamming on the brakes when Mars goes from Aries to Taurus. So it's a big slowing down, and then Mars and Taurus is much better for like building things and putting stable structures in place. And so I think that's and Mars and Taurus is very good at finishing things, as opposed to the Mars and Aries, which is much more initiating and getting things going.
I felt the day that we went from Pisces to Aries. I woke up like brimming with energy, and I was like, what happened? And then I talked to a friend who's also an astrologist, and she out in Taos, my friend Megan, she's like, we just stepped into Aries. I'm like, holy moly, it's time to go. What are we going to do? Where are we going to go? What's happening? Reflection time is done.
Yeah, no doubt.
But it's all about being very careful and very clear, because with this is that with the power we stepped into and the solar initiation of this astrology alignment, it's important to keep pure thoughts and positive words, because I don't know if you guys are experiencing this, but manifestation for me is off the chain. I can literally say, I want this song, and it can come on the radio. Like every time I can say, I mean, it's almost not even magical anymore. It's still beautiful, but I expect that whatever I say is going to happen. If I'm coming from a pure place, it's really intense.
I hear you.
Yeah, I agree, especially this period between these two eclipses. It's really important to set good habits and standards, and because manifesting ability is, like you said, it's crazy right now. So it's really a time to purify your thoughts, because it's very easy to create bad or negative stuff too. So yeah, it's really important right now to watch where we're directing our energy in our thoughts, because even as, you know, lots of people are waking up and clearing a lot of energy, there's still a lot of people, for the people who are stuck in certain areas or stuck on certain things, like the stakes just got raised too, because we're supposed to kind of dump this energy at each of these energetic baggage dumps, and whatever we don't dump becomes really magnified to the point where it can no longer be ignored. And so now it's everything is exponential to what it was a short time ago. So it is really important to slow down and carefully think about what you're manifesting and what you're putting your energy into.
And I think that for me personally, slowing down means when I notice that I'm getting into the fear mode and the fear actions or something, you know, I'm worrying about career or relationship, whatever comes up, I've been immediately going into meditation, because that's the best way to, because I notice for me, if I continue going, if I continue moving or, you know, watching TV or going to the grocery store, blah, 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 if I don't take time to sit and say hello to those fears or hello to my concerns, that they really need one-on-one attention. And that seems to be the best solution to purify and get back to visualizing how I would want something to turn out. Because doing it while on the go or while, you know, doing entertainment things, it doesn't seem to suffice. But going out into nature, or if you can't do that, just sitting, even for 5 minutes. I set my phone timer for, you know, whether it be a half hour or 5 minutes, and really just go, what are you trying to share with me? Fears, like, what do you want to show me? And then you know if it's a legit fear, a concern, something trying to keep you safe, or if it's something that is really like another block against our power, against our next step of what each person's here to do. We're all here to do, be a part, bring something to this new paradigm.
Yeah, that's really funny that you said that. It's just like two days ago, I was like, you know, because all these things we haven't dealt with are really swelling up and showing themselves now. So I sat this like a couple days ago, and I was like, okay, what's bothering me? And then I went through, and I'm like, okay, why is this bothering me? What can I do to give this some attention? What can I do to fix this? What can I do to, you know, release this old karma? Or what can I do to release this fear? And it is, you have to sit down, and that was a great comment. I mean, sometimes you have to sit down and spend some time with your fears or with the things that are troubling you to see, you know, what is it? What do you want? What are you trying to show me? That's really good advice.
I have a question.
It's almost like children. Oh, go ahead.
I have a question for you guys. Maybe you can answer this. Do you think that these relationships that we sever and these things that we go through, that we've paid our karmatic debt to whatever the situation is, and then once, and you kind of on a higher level, you know that, so it's easier. You're like, okay, I'm done. You know, I think I've paid my dues to it. That's how it feels for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely a point where those kind of things can be let go now, and we need to, you know, speak our peace and let them go. And it's not that those things or people won't come back around, but it's right now is a time where there's a lot of people needing help and guidance, but right now is not a time where we can really fix things for, because all of us are empaths, and we all really want to help the people around us. So, but there are certain times where we can't directly intervene for people right now. People have to figure out, they're just as we all individually have to figure out kind of our own stuff. And it's like, you know, what am I doing wrong? What do I need to fix? So we can give help and guidance, but people have to fix stuff on their own right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of feel that's exactly the message, and it's a very recent message. I was I'm taking a 6-part series on compassionate communication, and we had a series on where when you interact with someone and you're in the blame, shame mode, and you're like, you did this and I didn't like it, or blah, blah, blah. And what we were experiencing, what I experienced personally is as a healer and an empath, which we all are, but I focus a lot on it, is that I go straight into empathy for the other person. And you just helped clarify that, Mark, that what I heard on Sunday or what I was taught through this compassionate communication is you cannot skip that now and go into it. Now is the time for self-empathy. Like, how am I, like when I think about, you know, how my friend reacted, say, for example, to the last radio show, like I immediately skipped and went, she has a lot going on in her life and blah, blah, blah. And how can I be there for her? And ignored the self-empathy, which is really like coming back to me being clear. Like, I felt really shocked when she said that. And what I need is a friend that can not project their, you know, their emotional baggage onto me. So how can I make that happen? How can I share with dignity and grace? How can I release people that are wounded and not wanting to work on themselves or wanting to work on themselves in a different way? And it come back to me. And to be honest, it's been a very lonely process because one of the things that I'm shifting personally is the fact that whenever something rises in me, I immediately call people to, you know, share and reflect and get their opinion. And what I'm being, part of the self-empathy is like coming back to me first and going, how did that feel? What do you need right now? Rather than to try to get that from someone else. I think it's gonna. I think it's gonna swing both ways, and eventually balance out. But I don't want to. The people in my life that I find that it's kind of the relationship is shifting, and the ice cream bowl is getting empty. I think there's also a calling here. There's a calling for us to be able to part ways without judgment and just know that the soul contract, like you said, Iggy, the karmic relationship is done, and how to do that. In a forgiving. I took a walk yesterday and before I got my dragon tattoo, which is a big initiation for me, and I forgave, I just kept forgiving all the people that I felt wounded by and so that I can gently, you know, set boundaries with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great way of, yeah, of kind of releasing that old karma because we, you know, some of these karmic relationships and stuff we can carry on for many lifetimes. So I think that's a great way to kind of release some of that old stuff. And I think now, I mean, yeah, once you feel that you've figured out karmically what was going on in certain areas, and then you let that go, you know, you send that energy back to the universe for it to recycle in whatever way it sees fit. And there's a lot of that. And that's part of, too, I think, of a lot of the kind of the weird energy that's out there is there's, like, so many people, like, shedding stuff at one time, and other people are kind of, you know, having a lot of this difficult energy around them, and we also need to know how to, like, kind of psychically shield ourselves at times. Mm-hmm. While we're dealing with stuff. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we all have to, there's times when all of us kind of don't hang out with the group that much and stuff like that. There's all of us have times where we kind of need that time on our own to kind of process things. And, you know, sometimes we need our friends around for advice and stuff. And sometimes it's like, I need to go meditate by myself and figure out, you know, what the heck's going on.
Right.
It's hard for me. I'd much rather go with people and be around people, but I find that for me, I'm finding right now, as we're all talking about this, that for me, part of my escapism and not wanting to go deepest down into my own biggest, most authentic truth is to immediately go hang out with someone or call them and process it. And, you know, it's uncomfortable sometimes to sit with myself and my the stuff going on. But it's funny, it's uncomfortable thinking about it, but when I do it, it's super soothing at the same time.
Awesome.
So, right. You know, and what I do in my session work is I can help really relax people and do guided meditations to help with the initiations, as well as, you know, your own. I can channel through people's own personal tools to help find out what your blocks are, whether it be boundaries, whether it, you know, and what those boundaries look like, and how to find more self-empathy, self-care. These are things I practice every day. And then using my intuition, I can help other people find their own personal path, really just by quieting and relaxing and channeling a few messages. People can find, you know, ways to their own personal path, because we're each doing this collectively, but we each have these different mini paths, you know, side by side that we're doing it. They're unique. Each scenery is different. Each step that we take, some people's steps are going to be bigger, some are going to be smaller. Like, it's really important not to do it exactly the way the other person's doing it, because there's, you know, each person's meditation is very personal. Each person's self-care modalities are very personal. Each person's ceremony, you know, when we perform, if Saturday we decide to do ceremony, it's very intuitive and personal.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see that we got, like, do we have any more callers, or do you want me to go ahead? Let me see what time it is, so I have time to read the channeling as well for the.
We got about.
I think it's
9 minutes.
5 minutes, perfect. Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
I think it's really actually going to just summarize everything that we talked about. So it's pretty cool. So we had the solar initiation, which I had some, you know, clients come in, and a lot of people walked through the sun. So once you walk through the sun, it's very, very purifying. It's a meditation that helps guide other people, and you can do it again in your own personal way. It's really powerful. All right, so the eclipses. We have a chance to burn away the wreckage of our past, transmuting our judgments on relationships, work choices, and our interpersonal relationships. But how do we do this? Less judging and more experiencing or witnessing is the answer. It's not like looking at someone and calling them a name. That's not the judgment we're talking about. The type of subconscious judgments, the ones that we might not even know are occurring. For example, we're driving down the street and someone has a huge gas-guzzling car. We might say in our minds, that is the wrong kind of car. That is so bad for the environment. Or perhaps another parent at school or in your neighborhood raises their children in a strict way, and you raise yours in a very gentle way. We might think to ourselves, they're parenting the wrong way. Many even believe that there's a right or wrong religion. But we can find our truth by what? By reality and perception? So it comes down to nature versus nurture. These opinions that we have, or these belief systems that we were born with, are our true nature. We keep these opinions and beliefs given to us by our parents, or the ones that we want to recycle are the ones that given to us by our parents, society, media, and we recycle them out of our consciousness if we choose. We have this chance to get closer to our true nature, our highest self. This always allows us to connect with Source. But some people are fighting, resisting, even going the opposite way into intellect, reasoning, and fear mode. And that is still okay, for there is no right or wrong way. Many people still feel sad and lonely as all these changes happen around them, or maybe just a couple important daily reality situations change. But we must not be afraid, for the future, with pure thoughts and positive speech, will bring joy. And we will transcend to be closer to self-actualization. Remember that you know this at the deepest level. We are all part of an extreme intelligence force field, and we can access all things at the level of non-judgment. When we witness situations like a child would witness a flower for the first time, when you look at your coworkers every day as if you just met them, be respectful and kind. Hold your friends, your partner, and your children as if it was the last time. And remember to play, dance, sing, and laugh. That is the message that my guides channeled through for a summary of what my perception is of the astrological events and the solar flares.
Very good. Awesome. That was beautiful. Did you write that?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I like to go into meditation and then say, well, how can I tell this to people? What do you want me to share? So it's been a collation of really everything we were talking about, you know, the sun coming through, saying play, become innocent, let go of these old beliefs. Let's have fun. Let's be ourselves.
Yeah, I think when you let people go, when you let things go, if they're meant, like the old saying, if it's meant to be, they'll come back to you. If not, then they were never meant to be yours to begin with. And I think people get empowered when you actually say, hey, you know what, we need to move on. It forces you to grow.
Well, it gives me a chance to stand firm in my boundaries and my beliefs, but also handle other people with dignity and care too, which I like. I like the balance of both. Like, that's not okay, but it might be okay for you, but I'm going to,
I hear you.
Step into this other reality.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time. And so we'll be back next week. You'll be back next month.
Yeah, I sure will. It'll be so warm and all the flowers will be blooming.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then tomorrow we have our spontaneous Spirit Talk Radio Throwback Thursday. And then Friday we have Mark's show and Mark the Rabbit Hole, Mud Tug Midnight, and then we start it all up again on Monday with Iggy and Friends. So I'm glad you're on with us on these shows. You share a lot of great, beautiful, you know, heart and soul and spirit, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I thoroughly enjoy it, for sure, and I enjoy being a part of your world. For sure, and your friendship means a lot to me.
Thank you. Thank you, Dawn. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate you, too. All right. Well, that's a wrap, folks. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Gypsy Wagon Hour with Dawn of the New Era, Dawn Thompson. She's always got cool stuff to share with us, and that was amazing. Powerful.
That was a good one. You can add me as well on my Facebook page, Dawn of the New Era. I'm going to try to do more channelings and little videos so that I'm not just out there once a month.
Very good. Very good. All right, my sister. We roll out of here with some youth music, some Disco Joe. We're out the door.
Woo! All right. Dan.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.